Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, August 8th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. State roundup. ICE holding cells confined detainees for days. Embattled Juvenile Services names new school chief. ICE holding cells in downtown Baltimore, intended to hold immigrants for 12 hours, are actually confining them for an average of 51 hours, with one man held for over 191 hours. The Department of Juvenile Services has named David Pinder as the new superintendent of schools, following a scathing audit. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is offering $6 million in grants to expand processing of invasive blue catfish in the Chesapeake Bay. Tavon Tull is set to receive over $500,000 for wrongful imprisonment, with half coming from Wicomico County. Baltimore County Councilman Todd Crandell faces scrutiny over alcoholism and accessibility issues. Prince George's County Executive Isha N. Braveboy seeks to rehire a worker fired for gross negligence a decade ago. Baltimore's Inspector General reports improved conditions for solid waste workers. U.S. Repper Andy Harris says an Easton pastor who overstayed his visa can be deported. Baltimore approves $100,000 for employees to attend the MACO conference in Ocean City. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.